Good morning. Got a few.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have four old business.
Yes.
To see what we're going to do with them, if anything.
First item under old business is conditional use 2099, lands of Richard and Don Jamison. The Planning Commission held a public hearing September 14th. They recommended approval at their September 28th meeting. County Council held a public hearing on October 3rd, and they deferred for further consideration.
Okay. So I guess we need to have Mr. Moore, this needs to be read in the short title. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct, Mr. President.
Okay.
An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a wedding venue within an existing barn on approximately 2 acres around a barn to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 49.12 acres more or less. For reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1-5 with conditions 6A through H.
Now, Mr. Moore, I think there's a couple of housekeeping recommendations you had, and I guess we should discuss those first and then have motions possibly.
Yes, I know on number one there was some question during the public hearing if the wedding venue meant the wedding only, the ceremony or reception. So it may be appropriate to add after wedding and reception, after the word wedding and before the word venue. That would be on number one.
Okay.
On reason number five, there was a housekeeping issue. It indicated approximately 24,000 acres. That should be changed to square feet. And on the next one, on 6A, there was a question. It just says, all events shall no later than 10 p.m. And I believe the intent of that would be all events shall end no later than 10 p.m.
Okay.
And then the next item would be delete item C, 6C. It said no noise from the use shall be audible from the state road right away. There is no jurisdiction in county council on the noise ordinance.
Sure. Okay. So what we'll need to do, I think, is then somebody needs to make a motion for an amendment one at a time, or can we do them all?
You can do them all if you desire.
Okay.
Can I get an interpretation? Do we have it? Is this on the title?
Sure.
And what the applicant has stated. The title is for a wedding venue, and then I saw when I was reading here that the applicant stated that he was also wanting to hold anniversary parties, birthday parties, which basically mean other types of parties. And it didn't, and I guess, you know, they could do this 7 days a week because people have birthdays 7 days a week, right? So, I mean, is it just for weddings, or is it weddings and parties, Mr. Moore?
Well, one of the reasons, because of the confusion, I proposed inserting and reception. Reception could be read as part of the wedding, obviously, or it could be any type of reception or event. So that would be up to council how you would like that to be defined.
Well, it's he actually stated he would like to have a wedding venue with reception on site. I think his implication was wedding and reception jointly,
right,
as a unit, not as weddings and receptions. So what is the interpretation? And it should be very clear in these conditions, I would think.
What is your intent? Would you like that to be as a broader interpretation? Because it can, for a condition, we can draft it as the broader.
No, I actually think it should be what he asked for was the wedding venue.
Wedding and reception is part
I don't know if anybody else wants to.
Well, it would make sense if you have a wedding and a reception.
It's a wedding and reception, but they're connected. It's right. Not like weddings and receptions.
It would be wedding, I guess. I guess then you're saying, Mr. Cole, you would read that for a wedding, wedding and reception venue.
I don't know. I'm going to rely on him.
Or a wedding reception venue.
Because he alluded to these, like, birthday parties and anniversary parties. Is that permitted under these conditions that we are reading today, that we see the P&Z approved?
As it's drafted now, no. It is under their conditions. It indicated a wedding, and that's what the title had indicated.
Right.
So if we add reception as part of that, that would broaden it, because I think most people thought that was the intent.
Right. I think Mr. Cole's question may be, the short title says wedding.
Yes.
Apparently somewhere in the testimony before P&Z, there was comment about birthday parties or anniversary parties, but that's not part of this request.
That would not be
that,
part of that.
That's what I want to make sure that it's clear that is what we're getting here.
The correct request is only for weddings, and you certainly think a reception is going to be part of that, yes.
Right, so with some concerns, I know, of opposition in the area.
Maybe they would qualify for a special event if they want to.
Well, there you go.
Piece.
So I guess if somebody would like to make the motion, first would be to modify reason one in the last sentence, that this is an appropriate location for a wedding and reception venue. Mr. Moore?
That is correct.
Am I here to make that motion? Obviously, I can't. It's in my district.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Burton. Any question on that change? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. And next, Mr. Moore, was on reason number five.
Correct.
We need to change the word acres to square feet.
Yes.
Which makes sense.
Move that motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second.
Second,
Mr. Cole. And on reason five, to change that from 24,000 acres to 24,000 square feet. Question on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. And then condition 6A was to make it read that all events shall end no later than 10 p.m. Just adding the word end would make it sense.
Move that motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second,
Mr. Cole, to change 6A to read all events shall end no later than 10 p.m. Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Have somebody there check the time?
I hope not. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last was to delete item 6C, which now reads no noise from the use should be audible from the state road right away. We're going to take that out.
Clarification, Mr. President?
Mr. Arlette?
By doing so, does D become C and E becomes D?
Yes, they would automatically become renumbered.
Just to clarify. Yeah.
So we're not going to be concerned about noise at all from
correct.
This?
Correct. That's not our wheelhouse. Right. Move that motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second.
Second.
Mr. Burton? Question on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, if you read the short title.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a wedding venue within an existing barn on approximately 2 acres around the barn to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 49.12 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 5 and 6A through H as amended. And, of course, part of the amendment, it will no longer be H because sure. One's been deleted.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption as
motion,
amended.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton, to grant conditional use number 2099 for the reasons as stated by planning and zoning and with the amended conditions. Questions?
Yes, just a
Mr. Arlette.
Just a clarification
sure.
for Mr. Everett, and that is because we did delete letter C.
Correct.
Because we do not have a noise ordinance in this county. The state, that falls under the state's jurisdiction. Right. Just to reconfirm
correct.
For the public,
correct.
If there is a noise issue after a certain time, then they would need to reach to the state of Delaware.
Correct.
To Denrec.
And they are the enforcement agency.
Correct.
Thank you.
I don't quite understand.
Questions?
Is this a piece of land that's where chick guys are on?
Pardon me?
Is this a piece of land where the chicken house is on?
Yes, sir. The chicken house. Not the chicken house on this same piece of property, yes.
All right, if you don't watch yourselves, we're going to tell the catchers not to be able to say nothing.
There you go.
At 10 o'clock.
There you are.
So if there is any music, Mr. Moore, the music would stop at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
That means there is.
Under this reading, so yes. We wouldn't have to worry about the decibels or anything else if it was exceeded 10 o'clock. We could call our county inspector who works at 10 o'clock and tell him to get out there, right?
That's correct.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett, up. No questions?
Mr.
Arlett?
Yep, based on the public record and planning zoning's recommendation, I will vote in favor of this condition of use as amended.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote in favor with the amendments that we have voted on.
Wilson?
I vote in favor, I don't vote for the amendments. I don't think we should be arguing with noise when the man's got chicken house on there.
We're not. We took the noise out.
Well, that looks like it's coming to it, isn't it? Can't talk, can't make any noise after.
No, we already voted on.
Okay. Your vote is no.
No.
Mr. Cole?
Well, I was originally going to vote no because I was concerned that with the wording where the applicant wanted other activities like birthday parties and anniversaries, which could mean it could end up being a 7 day a week, you know, or any day of the week type of programs could be going on there. So that concerned me because it is a rural area, it is a residential area, and I think that with weddings, they typically are only on weekends and occasionally, you know, Sundays and stuff. So anyway, I'll vote for it with the conditions as they've been amended.
I also agree with conditions as amended. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Next.
Thank you. The next application is conditional use 2104 for Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated. This is a request for a cemetery to be located on a property of land that the church owns. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on August 24th, and they made a recommendation September 14th. They did recommend to deny the application due to a lack of a record. But they did in their motion state that it was the reason they were recommending denial was due to a lack of a record. And then County Council did hold a public hearing on October 3rd of this year.
Which provided the record.
Questions?
How long of a record do they need?
They've got to have some kind of record.
2 year record.
No, a record made at the public hearing of planning and zoning. You got to show up.
Okay.
To create a record.
I'm going to get Hank Snow coming and singing for me.
Whatever. That's fine.
For a record.
And questions? Any questions of council?
I'm being a little crazy. Go ahead.
Questions of council?
No, you're not, Sam.
Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery on a half acre of the 9.8 acres to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 9.98 acres more or less. Now, Mr. President, as Ms. Cornwell indicated, there was not sufficient record at the planning and zoning level. The question was asked during our public hearing with County Council, was there sufficient record? There were things placed in the record that were not. Based on that, I have some proposed findings, which I've sent out. I could read those into the record if you would desire.
Please do so.
Thank you, Mr. President. Based on testimony before the Planning and Zoning Commission and the public hearing before Sussex County Council, Council found that Mr. Brian Tinley was present on behalf of the application at the P&Z Commission hearing, and Joyce L. Mizell, pastor of the applicant, was present on behalf of the application at the Sussex County Council hearing. That applicant owns the property where the cemetery will be located and intends to construct a church on the property, that the cemetery is intended for members of the church, that the cemetery plots would be for sale to the members of the church, that there will be an access road back to the cemetery site, which will be located on a half acre at the rear corner of the parcel, away from Route 113 and Woodyard Road and away from adjacent residences, that the church has created a cemetery fund for maintenance purposes, that the cemetery shall be maintained and kept neat in appearance, and that the area will be fenced to help block the view from many neighboring residences. B, Council also found that the proposed use is limited in scope and will have little or no impact on traffic area roadways, neighboring properties, or the community, and that the I'll get it out in a minute. Proposed use promotes the health, safety, welfare, and general convenience of Sussex County and its residents. C, based on the record created before Sussex County Council, the conditional use is approved subject to the following conditions, which will serve to minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. A, the cemetery shall be limited to a half-acre portion of the entire parcel located at the rear corner of the parcel away from Route 113 and Woodyard Road. B, the use will not encroach on the setback of the soil conservation tax ditch, which shall be shown on the final site plan. C, the half-acre portion of the parcel designated for the cemetery shall be surrounded by a fence. D, no lighted signs shall be permitted on the property. E, any security lighting shall be limited to security lighting that is customary in residential areas and shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements regarding entrances to the properties. G, the applicant shall comply with all requirements of other state agencies when establishing and maintaining the cemetery. The applicant shall establish a method for permanently maintaining the cemetery grounds. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Cole, to approve conditional use number 2104 for the reason that with the conditions that read in the record by Mr. Moore. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
I am going to vote in favor based on planning and zoning's recommendation set forth and outlined just now by Mr. Moore.
Mr. Burton.
I'll vote in favor of the application based on Mr. Moore's proposed finding and facts.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of P&Z's recommendation.
They didn't have a recommendation.
Well, anyway, it says no impact on traffic. I thought that was kind of neat there. How are they going to have little impact on traffic when they're in the cemetery?
I assume, Mr. Wilson, that means the people visiting the cemetery, not the people residing there.
I had to underline this in the article in this paper. It's kind of funny.
So your vote is to vote yes or no on the proposed?
Yes.
Your vote's yes for the ordinance add the condition Mr. Moore read.
As recommendation.
Thank you. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes with the conditions as expressed by Mr. Moore. Yes.
I also agree. I think what we heard at the public hearing, the concerns about the fence being there and not being in anything to do with the tax ditch, that's been addressed. Although yes, motion carried.
Kind of low land for Berman, isn't it? Along the ditch.
Next, ma'am.
Thank you. The next application is conditional use 2105. It's conditional use for Thomas Engel for a landscaping business. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on October 26. They made a recommendation of approval with a number of conditions on November 16th. The County Council held a public hearing on November 28th regarding this application, and you deferred for further consideration.
Any questions, Ms. Cornwell?
I would like to
add
some conditions. And when do I do that? Do it?
Well, we should read the short
title
first.
Read the short title first, and you can, yeah. Okay. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial landscaping business with outdoor parking, storage of vehicles, equipment, and other ancillary storage related to the business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25.156 acres, more or less. With reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 8, with their conditions 9A through P.
Any proposed change, Mr. Moore? I'm asking you, Mr. Burton.
I would. I think that Planning and Zoning did an excellent job on the their recommendations, and from hearing from the applicant, our hearing from the public hearing that we had, there was concerns about the road and the neighboring properties that goes to the road kind of bends around. So I'd like to kind of address that road, if in fact it was ever widened. I think the forested buffer needs to stay. I think that's a beautiful piece of property and clear cutting. Just the forest should be prohibited. They mentioned in the application that it wasn't the whole 25 acres, that it was a portion of it, but I don't know that I ever heard actual acreage, but I think the applicant referred to the existing cleared site. So I think we ought to limit it to that and then get that on a site plan. And then there was some conversation about what constitutes 12 vehicles, and I just think we should be clearer, because there was a lot of conversation about axles and trucks and trailers and that. And I've discussed this with Mr. Moore, and he has something prepared.
Yes. The first would be add a new item P. The applicant shall be prohibited from widening the road leading back to the back portion of the site. The applicant shall only be permitted to widen the road toward the interior of the property. So that would be one motion to add, if someone would like to make that motion.
Okay. I'd make that motion.
Mr. Burton makes the motion. Mr. Wilson seconds the motion. Any questions on what Mr. Moore just read? Bob will take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next would be Q. The forested buffer shall not be altered. Clear cutting and thinning of the forested buffer shall be strictly prohibited.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Questions?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes, what Mr. Burton indicated, it was very important to maintain that buffer very thick there, as between this proposed use and neighboring properties. So he requested that there be no alterations of that.
Well, I thought I understood him saying no clear cutting. That means you can alter it some if you can do some clear cutting there.
Yeah.
If you cut it the thick, right? Isn't that clear cutting?
He also said clear cutting and thinning of the forested buffer shall be strictly prohibited.
Say that again. I didn't get all
that. The clear cutting and thinning of the forested buffer shall be strictly prohibited.
No thinning.
No.
No thinning.
Can't be no thinning.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next would be a new condition R. This conditional use is limited in geographical scope and applies only to the back portion of the property as identified by applicant, comprising of that cleared area of ground adjacent to and surrounding the buildings. No additional trees are to be cut. The portion of the property subject to the conditional use shall be depicted on the final site plan.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Question.
Mr. Wilson.
Why is it that we can't, the man behind us can't cut a tree behind his house, behind his property? I can't add no more, can't add a building we're going to.
He can't add any more clear space.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got, in order to put a building up, you have clear space.
But he's only going to use the two buildings already back there.
This, by the way, this is 27 acres, correct?
It's 25 acres.
25 acres. Man's got 25 acres. That's considered a farm, anything more than 20 acres. I still can't understand how we're getting involved in farming. How you tell it. Man can't build a farm building. I can't quite understand that. Why are we voting on such things?
Well, he's come in and requested a use that is different than farming.
Oh,
and
he don't care.
So he's requested the use for
storage
and for his vehicles, for his other businesses. So as a part of that, you are allowed to restrict that.
That goes for the sales regardless. If
yes.
Man wants to sell somebody else, he's restricted. If I wanted to buy the place, I couldn't do that.
Wanted to continue with this conditional use, yes.
I'd have to come back to this council and ask them to give me permission, allow me to cut a tree.
If you wanted to continue the conditional use, if you wanted to get rid of the conditional use and put it back in farming, I'm sure you could do some things, cut trees, etc.
It sounds like if we vote here today, that I don't have that right. If I did want to do it.
If
you're doing that business.
Yes, as long as you're doing that business. If you decide I don't want the business.
So what's the name of that business?
I'm not sure what the name of this business was, but what the...
Landscaping.
It's for commercial landscaping.
Commercial landscaping, Sam.
Yes.
Any more questions?
And it was just the buffer, correct? I mean, that was just the buffer, not the parcel itself, the buffer.
Well, it sounds like we're going further that way and vote this way.
No, I think that was the testimony. That was the condition.
And it doesn't allow him to cut any more behind those buildings.
That's right.
Stay where it is. Any more questions on his motion?
That's what I'm looking at. Why are we involved in all that?
We're going to take the vote.
Tell people what you can do, can't do.
We're going to take the vote. Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Now, this is on the change of the ordinance.
This is on the
conditional use.
Yes.
I'm going to vote no also, not for the same reason Sam has, but for... I think that we're, with all these conditions, we're putting too many conditions in to attempt to make this activity fit in an area that I don't think that road can handle it. It doesn't, from what I saw is, that the type of equipment has, a number of trucks and everything else, in that rural area, and that type of road, that tar and chip road, is, without any shoulders, is inappropriate. So I'll vote no.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
The next would be a new condition S, and there shall be no more than 12 vehicles on the site at any time. A truck and trailer shall be counted as two vehicles. A trailer with a skid loader on it shall be counted as one vehicle. And as part of this, we would be renumbering the P&Z condition P to condition T, because we inserted these before.
Okay.
How is this different than condition K? Or do we want to modify K? Because K says no more than 10 employee vehicles shall be permitted on the site at any one time, and no more than 12 commercial vehicles, including trailers, shall be permitted on the site at any one time.
We could add this to condition... We could actually modify condition K because it is defining what the 12 vehicles are.
Okay.
So we could, instead of a new condition S, we could have this instead inserted after the first full sentence of K.
Okay.
And so then K would be modified by adding after the first sentence, there shall be no more than 12 vehicles on the site at any time. A truck and trailer shall be counted as two vehicles. A trailer with a skid loader on it shall be counted as one vehicle.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I got a question. Here.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Yeah. Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Question on this, Mr. Wilson.
How about it, since this guy's in the landscaping business, how about if I happen to drive up there and he got 12 trucks already in the yard? How about if I drive up there? Would I be able to break the law for him?
This references employees in commercial vehicles. So if you're going to go visit him as a friend, it would not count.
How about if I drive my commercial vehicle up there, which I have a large truck. I can drive six-wheeler up there. What would happen then? This man going to be arrested because I happen to drive up there?
We don't arrest anybody.
Well, I know.
Unless you park it there forever, maybe.
Well, we said we're not allowed to be on there. That's what we're voting on.
But it would not be part of his business. These are referencing his business vehicles
and equipment.
I mean,
actually, we're voting on. You know, we got to watch where we're voting on. If we say we're voting can't be no more than 12 vehicles, what's going to happen when I happen to show up?
Are you part of his business?
Well, I might be. I might go up there and get.
No, are you part of his? Are you driving his truck?
I wouldn't be employed. No.
Well, then that doesn't count.
It doesn't count. No matter how.
This is his business, his vehicles, his trailers, his whatever.
Is that written down there?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many comes.
Yeah, because what we're trying to limit is the number of vehicles that he has on the site.
He can't own no more than 12 vehicles on there.
Well, he can own more than 12, but he can't park them on the site.
Okay.
Commercial.
Any more questions?
I've asked it up.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Based on the applicant's agreeable to this and trying to create a limit on his growth, that I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title and the amendments or whatever.
An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial landscaping business with outdoor parking, storage, or a vehicle's equipment and other ancillary storage relating to the business to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25.156 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbers 1 through 8, with conditions 9A through P as amended, including the numbering.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
As amended.
To approve conditional use 2105 for the reasons stated by planning and zoning and as amended. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Based on the record, both on planning and zoning as well as for the county council and these amendments, the key is, you know, commercial business.
Time for his pills.
Bottom line, I think that trying to restrict the business is appropriate, and if it goes beyond what's been amended, I think he just needs to move, plain and simple. And I appreciate Mr. Burton's sensitivity and these recommended approvals, and therefore I will vote in favor of as amended.
Burton.
I will vote in favor as amended with the conditions that planning and zoning placed on it.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of the recommendations of Mr. Burton.
And planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning, P&Z.
Mr. Cole.
Well, I'm going to vote no, and I think I thought I was voting a minute ago, and I was confused. Sam, I understand what you're going through. When you come up with an application with this many conditions, it means you're trying to get a shoehorn to fit some activity into an area that it shouldn't be there. So I'm concerned that we're going to be placing all these conditions and having the neighbors having to enforce this and monitor it. So that's not fair to them. It's a very rural area, and it's a tar and chip road. And when I saw that video that the opposition has showed, I think that said it all for me, that this operation is not a good fit for this location. And it's got nothing to do with the man's business and how successful he is. It's not the right location. So my vote is no.
Thank you, sir. I will agree with Mr. Burton's additional conditions. And if it is where the person can't live with that, then it got to move somewhere else. Obviously, they won't put that location. But with the amendments as a condition as amended, I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. And last.
Thank you. The last item under old business is change of zone 1831 Eastgate Farms, Inc. This is for a change of zone from AR1 to B1. The request was heard by the Planning and Zoning Commission on October 26th of this year. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the change of zone on their November 16th agenda. The County Council held a public hearing on November 28th of this year.
Questions of council? Questions of council.
Just to clarify, Mr. If I can, questions, and that is, I can't speak for the others, but I know I have received probably 10, maybe a dozen emails since last Tuesday. They are not included for this decision making. I want to make sure we hear it here. And it's only based on that of the public record of planning and zoning, their recommendation, and the public record that was held, I believe, last Tuesday here at the council. So can you please confirm that record was closed last Tuesday?
The record was closed. We can also recognize we received additional information regarding the application, and we marked it as received after public hearing.
Right.
Because the record was closed at that meeting date last week.
And I just want to, because I did respond saying thank you for your input. However, this record was closed, and decisions would be made accordingly. So I just want to make sure that's publicly recognized now.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Arlett, because it's important the public knows that once the record is closed, right, anything they send to the council cannot be considered
right
in your decision.
Correct. That's why we have public.
Any more questions of council?
Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 16.669 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure of council.
Mr. Chairman, my motion would be for deferral at this time. I got concerns. I just got to give this some thought. I think the Bay Health plan, the Bay Health driving, the economic engine that's going to create is going to affect this area. And I'd like some time to just kind of think about how this application fits in with the future thought of that land. So my motion would be for deferral.
Second. Motion to defer. Have a second.
Second.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Just timeline, Mr. President.
There is no timeline.
Really. Okay. I will, out of respect for my fellow council member, I will vote in favor of the deferral.
Mr. Burton?
I'll vote in favor of the deferral.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I also vote yes. Motion carried to defer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you.
Proposed zoning ordinance introduction, Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
Two, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlette.
You know I do. It's Go Navy, Beat Army Week.
Oh, here we are.
So the big game is Saturday, so I would love to get a motion, but I think we've got two folks here that have worn an Army / National Guard uniform, so I'm not so sure we could ever carry that.
You might get a motion passed.
I'm thinking, but I still want to publicly support the midshipmen of the Navy in support of the big game on Saturday, and also congratulations to the city of Del Mar and the Wildcats as they just became state champions for football. We are very proud of that community, and they have become the town of champions. This is two teams now.
It's the town that's too big for one.
And Ms. Robin, if you can officially invite them, both their teams, if not already. There you go. So I just want to publicly congratulate the Wildcats.
That's very, yeah, you're
they
correct.
Must have Maryland kids on that team.
Any more comments from council?
You shouldn't say that.
Comments from council.
To beat Indian River.
Entertained motion to go into recess until the 1:30 public hearing.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. I'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in recess till 1:30.